Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. Yes, I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, motivational speaker, author, encourager. I'm just a child of God, and I get to do what I love and love what I do each and every week. And that is what we do when we come before you on the radio show. We bring you testimonies of faith, real-life stories of women and men that have gone through the fire, came out the fire, to encourage you, to let you know that you're not by yourself, to let you know that you're not alone. Because so many times we go through and we think that we're the only ones that have gone through. We think we're the only ones that understand how we feel, and it's never happened to anyone else. But we come to let you know that that is so far from the truth. We are overcomers. We are survivors. We've been there. We've done that. Some of us wrote the book. We got T-shirts. We got bags of chips. But we're here to just let you know that you can make it. You will heal. And God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for us, he will definitely do it for you. So my message to you is hang on in there, my brother, my sister. You know, we oftentimes say that trouble don't last always, and it really don't. It don't last always. We often say that joy comes in the morning, but it doesn't have to be tomorrow morning. It could be whatever your morning is. And if it's in a few minutes, that's when your morning is. Or if it's tonight, that could be your morning too. So joy does come in the morning, but you have to have an attitude of gratitude, and you have to stay the course, finish the race. You got to go through, my sisters. You got to go through, my brothers, but finish the course. And then when you finish the course, we want you to come back and share it with somebody to let them know that they who can make it as well. So that's what we do. We want you to visit us online. We're at breatheagainmagazine.org, or visit me online, my personal website. It is NicoleCOnline.com, NicoleCOnline.com. I did want to share with you my new book that was released last month, and it hit the bestseller list. Yay, yay, yay. So He Hurts You, Now What? Messages of Hope for a Hurting Sister. I want you to grab that book. Go online. Go to Amazon. Go in the search field and put So He Hurts You, Now What? Purchase that ebook. It's just $2.99, and I promise it will bless you. I promise it will encourage you. Or you can get the paperback as well. But I want you to be a blessing to somebody else with that book. So once you're done reading it, I want you to share it with somebody else, because we all know somebody that's going through right now, if it's not you, you know. So share it. Let them know that they, too, can make it. Or you can go to SoHeHurtsYou.com. SoHeHurtsYou.com. So our show today is all about the survivors. It is all about those that are thrivers, overcoming sexual abuse. I am a sexual abuse survivor, and I'm excited to share and bring to the surface and table people that have gone through it, came out it, and are willing to share their story as well. And today I have Elaine Crocker Bay. She's going to be with us, and she's going to talk about her story. She's going to talk about her journey and how she made it over, so you too can make it over as well. To God be the glory for great things that he has done and he's doing and he's going to do in our lives. We've just got to have that faith, and we've got to have that trust and believe that God can and will do it. We're going to take a quick break and play our weekly prayer that we do pray. And when we come back on the line, we're going to bring Elaine on the line, and I know she's going to bless you. So you be blessed by this prayer we're going to play right now. So God bless you.
Father,
Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out. Not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good. I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a beautiful, beautiful prayer. That is Darlene Check and Israel and New Breed. And I absolutely love and adore that prayer. We play that prayer each and every week before we start our show just to set the atmosphere, because we do want to live a life that's poured out unto us, unto God. We do want to live our lives as a reflection unto Him. It's not about how we look. It's about what we do and who we help. So I absolutely love that prayer. So we're going to get right into our show today. I'm excited about this show. It's all about sexual abuse survivor and how we've made it over. My guest today is Elaine Crocker Bay, and she is a survivor. She's a thriver, and she's on a mission to share her story to help others. And, you know, being sexually abused led her to a life of drugs, and she was addicted to drugs for several years. But today she's a brand new person, and she's telling her story to snatch others back. So I'm going to bring her on the line now. Elaine, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome, Elaine. Tell us a little bit about who Elaine Crocker Bay is.
Well, as you said, I'm a survivor and thriver, and I don't mind, you know, thinking of myself as a survivor. Also a mom, and you know, working woman, go to work every day. Most of all, a woman of God, and just strongly believe in reaching back and helping others, and sharing my life. It wasn't always the easiest, but I got through it, and I believe in sharing and giving back and trying to help pull somebody else along, as was done for me.
Amen, amen. And tell us a little bit about your story. When did the sexual abuse start, Elaine?
well, it actually started in my home, and I was very young, somewhere between three and five, molested by a teenage cousin. Excuse me. And that was the first time and one time with him. Happened again in my home, and actually my grandfather, also molested me several times. And some years later, I guess I was in probably middle school at the time, maybe, I think, I was around 10 or 11 years old, and was sexually abused by three guys that lived practically next door to me in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And so how long did it last? It sounds like you were abused three different times. How long did the abuse last the last time?
So the last one, I was 10, like I said, 10 or 11. It was one time. It was, three guys in the neighborhood. And, you know, and I differentiate between molestation and rape. So when I was younger, it was my cousin and my grandfather, that was molestation. So, you know, the touching and, you know, them touching me, you know, having me touch them, that kind of thing. But when I was 10, I was actually raped by the, like I said, three guys that were neighbors.
Oh, my. I'm so sorry to hear that. Now, did you bring it to anyone's attention? Did you tell anyone what was going on with the molestation or the rape?
Well, you know, with my when it happened with my cousin, he actually got caught. You know, like I said, it was one time he snuck into the room at night while I was sleeping, and, you know, my mother somehow, I don't know if she, you know, actually heard something or she got that, you know, we kind of have that intuition kind of thing, but she just got up and came to my room, and she actually caught him in my bed. And you know, it was quite the scene, and, you know, police coming, and, you know, all those kinds of things. And he was arrested, but didn't actually, you know, go through with prosecuting him. Basically, it stayed within the family, so to speak. And he was just kind of sent to stay with some family, you know, down south somewhere. And I basically never saw him again. When it happened with my grandfather, he also was caught, but by my aunt, and, you know, so I did tell her and, my grandmother what was happening, and, unfortunately, again, it was one of those things, you keep it within the family, you keep it in the house, you don't really talk about it, so it was kind of, you know, stuffed away in the closet somewhere, you know. It was never really dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Never dealt with. You know, actually my grandmother, in her, you know, state of mind, I'm not sure what her state of mind was at the time, but actually kind of blamed me for the situation with my grandfather. And so when this happened to me at 10 or 11 with being raped, I didn't say anything because of fear, you know, of being blamed and shamed and, you know, told that, you know, it was my fault. So I didn't speak of it for many, many years.
Mhm. Mhm. And so with the did they prosecute the teenagers?
No. Mm-mm. I said, I didn't say anything. I didn't tell anyone. And it was many years before I did say anything. And, you know, by the time I did say something, I mean, who knows where they were at this point, or, you know, it was so many years that passed. And, you know,
right.
I had no idea where they might have been or anything like that. Yeah.
So, Elaine, you are a mother. So when you had your children, did that cause any, were you overprotective? Were you overbearing because of what happened to you when you were a child? How did you deal? Because I know I'm a survivor, and when I had my children, I was so cautious and so scared that it would happen to them that I was always watching, and I was very cautious on where they went and who changed Pampers and things of that nature. So how did you deal with that when you became a mother, or did it affect you at all?
Yeah, it did, and I have just one child. I have a son, and yeah, I did find myself doing that, but I was aware of it, so I tried, you know, to strike a balance, if you will, like not to go
right.
too far one way or the other. So it was
right.
kind of, for me, it was kind of a constant struggle, you know, not to hold too tight, not to put, you know, or be overbearing, but not at the same time, not to just let my guard down completely, because, you know, I'm aware, I know what can happen. So definitely a struggle, very much a struggle. And even now, I mean, he's older. He's getting ready to be 20 years old, and he's, you know, he's very independent, and he's very adventurous, and he likes to travel, and, you know, and I find myself just, you know, getting having these fears of what could happen when he's, you know, because he travels so far away from me, and, you know, so it's definitely a struggle.
Now, were you raised in a church, Elaine?
I was. I was raised in a Catholic church. I actually went to Catholic school. From the time I started school, so from, you know, kindergarten all the way through high school, I went to Catholic school, and and my mother, you know, my mother was, you know, devout Catholic, and, you know, I, you know, took me to church with her every Sunday, and, you know, and that kind of thing, and, you know, not to, how do I want to say, you know, be negative in any way, you know, about, but I'll just share my experience with it was I just did not really get, I just didn't get it. You know, I really didn't get the idea of, you know, God and Christ and, you know, and the Holy Spirit and forgiveness and grace and, you know, I didn't get that stuff. I didn't get that, you know.
As a teenager, you didn't get it. Now it's a different story.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. Now it's a different story, yes. But, yeah, back then I really didn't. And, you know, I did end up, converting and as an adult and went into the Baptist church. And you know, that's for me, you know, that's where I got it. That's where I got
it. Okay, yeah. I'm glad that you got it. I'm glad that you got it. So you are on a journey, Elaine, and I give you kudos and, you know, I bless God for you for what you are doing, because you're not just, you're a survivor, you're a thriver, you've gone through it, but now you're reaching back and you're helping others and you're pulling others out of that pit that you were once in. Talk to me a little bit about you advocating for sexual abuse. I know you have a wonderful blog out there that you, and you have a radio show that you feature stories of overcoming sexual abuse and survivors. So talk to me a little bit about your mission and what you're doing.
Yeah, well, it kind of started for me. It started with blogging, and I just went out and just started blogging about, you know, my experience and linking up with other, you know, other people who are out blogging about the same thing, and that's kind of how it started for me. And I found myself kind of feeling like amongst this community of you know, people who had been through the same thing as myself, and it was the first time in a long time that I really, you know, found myself in that kind of position where, you know, just being able to kind of communicate with so many people that had been through it. And so I, you know, I put my blog up, and it's releasedher.net is my blog, and that kind of grew into the my radio show on Blog Talk Radio, Experience Strength Hope, and it grew into that. I think somebody that I was blogging with, I think, said something about Blog Talk, and I just went out and just started researching, and I thought, wow, what a way to really kind of get the word out and, you know, raise awareness and let others, you know, come out and share their stories, but not only share their stories, but share about the things that they're doing. I mean, I've talked to so many survivors that are authors and speakers, and, you know, they've started up these, you know, wonderful nonprofit organizations to help others. So it's just a way, you know, to really kind of get all of that out there. And, you know, on Facebook, I link up with different groups on Facebook, and I have my own Facebook page, Yet I Stand, you know, that basically just focuses on, you know, various topics, you know, surrounding sexual abuse. And, you know, so I'm working on a book that I'd like to be sort of a collective, you know, a collection of survivor stories. So I'm working on that, and, you know, beginning to kind of get involved in doing some speaking. And so it's been quite the journey, and I've just been doing all this in just a little under a year. It just has just kind of, you know, grown into what I believe, you know, God has probably wanted me to do all along, and I just have been kind of, procrastinating and maybe fighting it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, we do.
But, yeah. And but once I just said, okay, you know what, I'm going to do this. Can't get away from it. I mean, and so many doors have opened up, and I've just had the honor, of just being able to, like I said, just speak and interview and communicate with so many just awesome people. It's just been wonderful.
Amen. Well, Elaine, why do you do what you do? Why do you go to work, take care of your family? You're tired, you're traveling, you're to and fro, but you take time out to do this piece. Why
mm-hmm.
do you do it? Because many people would say, okay, I've been there, I've done that, I'm over it, I'm
mm-hmm.
healed, and now I just
mm-hmm.
want to live my life. Why is it important
right.
to you that you stay in the forefront and you be that voice or be that face of sexual abuse?
Yeah. Well, I think that it kind of, the idea of, reaching back and helping others who have been through similar experiences, that started for me when I got involved in the Narcotics Anonymous program, because I went through, 10-plus years as a drug addict. And I got involved in the Narcotics Anonymous program. And the big thing about that program is people who have been there, who have done that, they've gotten some years of sobriety and all under their belt, and they come into a room full of, others that are struggling and speak and tell their stories and encourage. And, so that's where that kind of came from, where, that was something that just sort of, marinated in my mind. It helped me so much. It really helped me so much. And, through, building my relationship with God, and I mean, this is, as far as I'm concerned, this is the mission. This is what we're supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
It's what Jesus did and the apostles did, going out and speaking and preaching and helping the sick and the poor and the all of that. And so I do it mainly because I believe it's really what I should do. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's what I'm supposed to do. And I really felt like my life was really not maybe fulfilled until
right.
now. I just really feel it's a sense of purpose, and anything that I could do or say, to help someone, it's just what I have to do. It's that it's really kind of like I have to do it.
Amen. I love it. And Elaine, you will be joining us for the I Didn't Know public forum for sexual abuse. Is that correct?
I will. Yes.
On April 19th.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. And what I'm going to do, and we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to play the actual, the audio, the commercial for the I Didn't Know public forum hosted by Surrounded by Faith Ministries, and then we're going to come back on the line and talk a little bit about that, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. So, listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Did you know 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually assaulted before the age of 18? Did you know that 90% of sexually abused children know their predator? Attend the I Didn't Know public forum on Saturday, April 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we raise public awareness about child sexual abuse. This event is free and open to the public, but requires registration. Register online at surroundedbyfaith.org. Don't be left in the dark. Come get the facts and never say again, I didn't know. Register at surroundedbyfaith.org.
Amen. And that is the I Didn't Know public forum. It's hosted by Surrounded by Faith with Yvette Tatum. And she is putting together this forum to raise public awareness and public consciousness about child sexual abuse. You can register on Facebook. You can go to Facebook and you can pull up the I Didn't Know public forum, or you can go to surroundedbyfaithministries.org, surroundedbyfaithministries.org, and register as well. Yvette, there's going to be a many individuals there that are talking about sexual abuse, talking about the laws, talking about the stories of the victims and the survivors and the experts. How do you feel about counseling, Elaine? Did you get counseling? How did you heal?
I did go through counseling. You know, the healing process for me started with one kind of cleaning my body and my mind from, you know, from the drug abuse. And so I did go into a 30-day rehabilitation program and, you know, just dove into basically, you know, into the Narcotics Anonymous program, which, you know, was very helpful. And through that, was introduced to, you know, counseling and, you know, so definitely went through counseling. And actually, I still do.
Okay.
I know I heard somebody make a comment about, you know, just like you might have, you know, you have a primary doctor and you have your dentist, and, you know, I believe that we all should have a therapist or a counselor. You know, I think we all need it sometimes. So it just kind of, you know, helps me along, helps kind of keep me grounded and, you know, helps me kind of, you know, how should I say, navigate my way through certain, you know, situations and,
right.
you know, and things like that. But, yeah, counseling was very, 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 very instrumental in that, in the process for me.
Wonderful.
And I would say the biggest thing for me where I really, really, though, felt myself really kind of, you know, break through was when I got involved in church and really got heavily involved in church and my relationship, you know, with God, and got involved in ministry and things like that. And that's where I really, really would say I was freed and, you know, just broke through and was freed. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Holy Spirit can get down into those hidden areas and really heal us where we don't even know we need to be healed from. And I just love the Lord so much because I'm a believer. I'm an advocate for counseling. I'm not against that at all. But there's nothing like the Word of God, and there's nothing like the Holy Spirit, just His Spirit and Him, His presence and Him being within you to dry your tears and hold you in the midnight hour and heal you, you know.
Absolutely.
So I just love it because that is my all in all. You know, if I didn't have the Lord on my side, I just don't know where I would be or who I would be. But I'm so glad that I have Him and He is inside of me. So to God be the glory. One last question, Elaine. A lot of individuals, when they have gone through sexual abuse and they have not yet fully healed, and I'm not even going to say, I'm going to say not yet fully healed because what their answer to this question is, it varies. So what do you think should be done to an individual that does this to a child that, you know, is that perpetrator that comes in there at night, the ones that do those things to the individuals? Do you think they should? Cause some, I get all types of answers. Some people say they should die, you should kill them, they should be underneath the jail. Some people say, you know, you need to forgive and move on. What are your thoughts? What should be done?
Well, I mean, I absolutely believe that they should be, you know, the light should be shown on them and what they've done. And I absolutely do believe that they should be punished. And, you know, what happens in that process, you know, I'll say it's up to God. I mean, there's a part of me that almost wants to say, oh yeah, do to them what they did to others, you know, you know, or you know, like to kill them and all of that, you know, and there is this little part of me that wants to say that, but ultimately it's up to God. It's up to God, but I do believe that they should be, it should be exposed, and I do believe that they should reap what they sow.
I am a strong advocate on hurt people hurt other people, and I am I've been sexually abused, but a lot of times we know that the abusers were abused themselves. An advocate for rehabilitation as well, because some things are the core of why it happens. You know, you can't be in the minds of all people, but, you know, it doesn't take a sane person to do something like this. Something is wrong, unless you're just evil.
Right.
So, you know, Elaine, I've had a great time talking to you. Why don't you give your blog website address again so the listeners would know how to contact you?
Okay, so the blog is releaseher.net. On Blog Talk Radio, my show comes on every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, and that's Experience Strength Hope. And on Facebook, you can look me up either by my name, Elaine Crocker Bay. I also have a Facebook, Yet I Stand. So I can be reached through any of those avenues.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for being our guest today, Elaine. And keep
soaring
and keep doing what you do. So God bless you and have a super fabulous evening.
Same to you. I look forward to meeting you.
Amen. All right, listeners, that has been our show for tonight. I hope you were blessed. I hope you were inspired. I hope you were encouraged. I know I was, because she was a phenomenal guest and with so much information to share. And her story is, you know, it's like some of our stories. So you know that you're not by yourself. But guess what? God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for her, he will do it for you too. If you need to reach out to her, contact her, connect with her on those avenues that she shared. So to God be the glory for great things that he has done, he's doing, and he's going to do in our lives. And I never, ever say goodbye. I always say until next time, God bless you and have a great evening. Bye-bye.